This is a News.com newsflash.
Thanks to the ingenuity and sharp eyes of zookeepers, one of the smallest residents at a Texas zoo is back to living her best life after suffering an injury that left her neck unable to support her head. Staff at the Houston Zoo were able to save the Peruvian jumping stick by meticulously crafting the insect a tiny neck brace, News.com has learned. If we hadn't come up with a solution, she would have had to be euthanized, she would not be able to eat with her head in the unnatural position, and it was probably also physically uncomfortable, Julie Law Turner, the zookeeper who first noticed the problem, told IFL Science for a Friday, February 23 report. This was ultimately to give her a chance to live. Law Turner noticed the female Peruvian jumping stick at the zoo's bug house had developed a crease in her neck while shedding her exoskeleton, causing the area to become weak, the zoo said in a press release. On February 5th, we noticed her old molt was next to her. She was floppy still, they are very soft and pliable and fragile, after molting, so we knew it was molting related. It was obvious that something didn't quite go right. Law Turner said, noting that this kind of problem is uncommon. Most of the time molting goes perfectly fine. These bugs molt several times before reaching adulthood. This is a fairly rare occurrence, and the first time I've seen something this extreme, she explained. Peruvian jumping sticks, which are stick-like grasshoppers, spend most of their time climbing along tree branches, making it essential to keep her head level as the crease on her neck was causing her head to flop all the way back due to its weight when she climbed upwards, the zoo said. To keep the insect in a neutral position until her exoskeleton hardened, Law Turner worked with the zoo's veterinary team to create a miniature neck brace using the shaft of a sterile Q-tip and soft microspore tape. Just a few days later, the brace was removed and the jumping stick was able to support her head on her own. She has a small visible mark where the original crease happened, but she's able to climb and move about like normal in her exhibit, the zoo said, adding that the critter was back to normal thanks to the ingenious design of a temporary neck brace. Peruvian jumping sticks are native to the tropical rainforests of South America, and females are much larger than males, according to IFL Science. The Houston Zoo is home to more than 6,000 animals representing more than 600 species. Whether it's a mammal, reptile, bird, or even insect, all of our animals receive extraordinary care from our veterinary team, no matter how big or small it may be, the zoo said.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. News.com.
I'ma put you on, nephew.
I don't.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Miss, I've been hitting up McDonald's for years. Now it's back. We need snack wraps.
What's a snack wrap?
It's the return of something great.
Snack wrap is back.